Frederick Douglass said in the years before the Civil War, "There is not perhaps anywhere to be found a city in which prejudice against color is more rampant than in Philadelphia." This was the climate facing those brave and determined African-American men who wished to join the fight. Before, during, and after the conflict, large segments of Philadelphians refused to acknowledge or join the call for abolition and equality. Imagine this. In 1861, one of the Union's darkest years, a young, inspirational leader named Octavius Cato and others mustered multiple regiments of black Philadelphians and marched to Harrisburg to offer their services in the defense of their state, only for the governor to tell them thanks, but no thanks. One might think that given the horrific circumstances, the Union Army would accept anybody expressing such ardent desire to defend the nation. But the African Americans of Philadelphia, yearning to fight, were met with resistance at every turn. The enactment of the Emancipation Proclamation at the start of 1863 paved the way for the United States colored troops at a time when white Philadelphians were reticent to heed the call. Famously and embarrassingly for the city and region, black Philadelphians filled an entire company of the Massachusetts 54th Regiment. Only after Lee's invasion of Pennsylvania did white Philadelphians acquiesce. But through the perseverance of the city's African-American men and women, and with the assistance and backing of wealthy white families in the Union League and elsewhere, the various regiments of the United States colored troops were mustered and trained at Camp William Penn, just outside the city. By 1864, there were some 180,000 African-American troops under arms for the Union. The stories of these men and the struggles of the entire black population in Philadelphia during the war years can be found at the African-American Museum in Philadelphia, open every day from Tuesday through Sunday from 10 to 5 p.m., located at 701 Arch Street in Philadelphia's historic district, closed on Mondays.